and chased away the rain. Oh, darling, I just gotta say, oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do, and it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do, and it's so nice to hear you say.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Music Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano at Ben Gurion Airport. Air Force One rolling to a stop, greeted by a marching band as President Trump arrives in Israel. First, he flew over Hostages Square in Tel Aviv, where tens of thousands of people celebrated the return of the first seven hostages to be freed by Hamas. On the flight, he discussed the future of Gaza.
Over the years, it'll look very good. It'll be... it's got the first chance it's had in centuries of being peaceful. It's always been a very, very strange area. It's always been loaded up with problems.
In Gaza, Red Cross buses rolling through to get the hostages from Hamas and then return them home, the first of a total of 20 living hostages being released. They were transferred to the Israeli military. Police are escorting the convoy carrying them toward the Reim military base in southern Israel. The plan is to reunite them with families there, but some families have already spoken with their returning loved ones by phone. BBC's Yolanda Nell has more.
The mood is one of, like, huge anticipation. This is what people have been gathering in Hostage Square, demanding for the past 2 years. And now the first seven of the hostages people heard have been handed over to the Israeli military. They're now going to be able to be reunited with their families at Reim, this military base close to the Gaza Strip.
Aid trucks have been entering Gaza, a scene of utter devastation, according to UNICEF's Tess Ingram.
We were absolutely shocked by the scale of destruction yesterday. You can feel the weight of it in your chest as you drive through. And it's not just the loss of the buildings that we were familiar with, but the impact that that has on the families who were there trying to resume their lives. It's safe to say people need almost everything.
President Trump will address the Israeli Knesset in Jerusalem. He will then fly to Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, to take part in a region-wide summit on the ceasefire he believes could foster lasting Middle East peace. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is there.
White House officials say it was the effort that he put into his relationships with Israeli leaders and Persian Gulf leaders to have the leverage and credibility to get this deal across the finish line. But they admit that there are still many things that could go wrong. They know that there are past ceasefires between Israel and Hamas that have fallen apart, and so that's part of the reason the president has traveled here.
Over 1,900 Palestinian prisoners who are being held by Israel will be released, but the timetable for that is not clear. Once again, seven of the 20 living Israeli hostages held by Hamas are now home. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-746-3737. That's 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman takes a look at how polite we are.
Nearly all Americans see themselves as civil, but only a quarter see society as civil. That according to a new report from the IW Group.
We wanted to see if people are rude, if people are shouting and screaming, if they're really controlling the narrative, and we're seeing that that's true.
IW Group Chairman Bill Imata.
Every generation said, we are civil, we're respectful, we want to hear other points of view, but we don't trust other people to do that for us.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Reuters reports that Air Canada is offering free beer and wine to economy class passengers on all of its flights, even if they're only short-haul domestic routes. The move comes after the airline added additional fees for extra baggage and legroom. Tron Ares topped the weekend box office at movie theaters. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 59. Slight chance of a rain shower on your Monday, otherwise clouds in 68. Cloudy skies, mid-50s for Monday night. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 65. Wednesday, partly sunny, 61. 65 again Thursday. Right now, it's 62.
Resistance from behind time with they stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dust.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody leaning, but the little old lady from Pasadena.
you
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Taking the easy way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out.
the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
say please to no man for a happy tone. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar. You make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. A song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rolls and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night. Set the world.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Trying to use me, flying to
me, but don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up, upside down. It's a pity someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. I really, really, really wanna know. Hey.
Dream of me at night.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. All the living hostages held by Hamas have been released, according to reporting from our news partner, the BBC. This after the Red Cross was in southern Gaza to pick up 13 more hostages for the return to Israel. Seven were transferred to the Israeli military earlier. Convoy greeted by happy crowds along the roads leading to the Ram military base for a reunion with families. There was no immediate public word on the condition of those who were freed. Gil Dickman was in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square with tens of thousands of people. He says his cousin was killed by Hamas.
We're used to being sad and even, you know, hopeless. Now it's a day full of hope. It's a blessed day here in Israel.
BBC's Yolan Nell is also in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square, where the joy of the hostages' return is tempered by inescapable, grim reality.
There's more moments of joy here, more celebrations. You can hear the cheers of the crowd going up once again. But that is really also tempered with some quite somber moments of reflection at, you know, what these hostages have gone through in terms of their ordeal, and also the fact that not all of the 48 hostages whose pictures you see all around the square will be coming back alive.
In Gaza, displaced Palestinians are returning to their homes, most of them in ruins after 2 years of war. More from correspondent Deborah Patta.
2 days on from the start of the ceasefire, Gazans, deprived of basic necessities for so long, they are battling for